The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
And we've reached the final hour of the program. Thanks for being a part of the show, and more of your phone calls at 855-242-7285. Let's start with Patrick in South Carolina. Hello, Patrick.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
We're doing great. Thank you.
My question for you is, and I'm a little bit more of a realistic South Carolina fan. I know we've got some deep-seated both fundamental and mindset issues to get our program turned around. But let's say, hypothetically, this is not Muschamp's last season. We get through this. We turn the ship around. We start competing. How possible do you think that it is for one state, the state of South Carolina, to produce – two top four championship contending football teams?
Well, I mean, Patrick, it can be done. I mean, we've seen it in Alabama. Five or six years ago, we saw it in Mississippi at one time. Remember, they were 1-2 in the country. It's not easy to do, but I think it's difficult. I will land there.
Do you think that Muschamp has the power to do that?
I'm not willing to go that far yet. And the reason I say that is when I make an evaluation, I try to base it on something. And looking at his resume at Florida, and now what is this, his fifth year at South Carolina, what would you see in those 9 years as a head coach or 8 years as a head coach that would indicate to you that he is close to or capable of a national championship contending program?
Yeah, well, that's just it. I mean, it's like you said, hard to gauge if you have really nothing to look at. I try to, the closest thing we can compare it to down here is what Dabo Swinney's done at Clemson. I mean, they were ready to let him go at the end of the tenure with Spurrier, and then all of a sudden, here they are.
I will tell you, Patrick, I don't see any difference between the programs in the sense in this regard. I think they both have rabid fans. They have a lot of money that pumps into both. And I'm not talking about the Clemson of today. I'm talking about going back to that point in time in 2008, 2009, 2010. I mean, Clemson did not exactly have much tradition. They had a national championship in 1981, and that was really about it.
Yeah, we heard a lot about that one. We never really got to.
Yeah, so I'm not telling you it's impossible, Patrick. I'm just saying Will Muschamp is going to have to show all of us something pretty extraordinary for me to buy that argument.
I agree. I appreciate it, Paul.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm like the guy a few minutes ago, Pat Dooley. I mean, you can't help but like Will Muschamp. He's an entertaining guy, but you also have to be real. We try to be that here. What has he done? Got that impressive win against Georgia last year, which he immediately threw away. Let's get back to the calls. And Joseph is in Mississippi. You are on the air. Hello, Joseph.
Hey, good afternoon, Mr. Paul. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
Glad you're doing well. I just want to know, well, one thing, Alton feels great. We've got football on Saturday. It's just in play. I know it all looked like we might not be able to, but I'm glad we're fixing to. But I was going to ask you this. I haven't heard much about it or anything at all unless I missed it, but I have seen that, I know Miles Brennan, he's named starting quarterback at LSU. We've got Mac Jones named starter outbound, which nobody would not think that was going to happen. I thought definitely he looks really good to me. But I haven't heard anything. As Coach Kiffin decided, is John Rice Plumlee going to be the starter, or is Matt Corral, or has he decided to go ahead and go with the two quarterbacks?
Joseph, I don't believe he has decided, based on our conversation 30 minutes ago with Nick Suss, who covers the team.
I missed it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I'll recap it. He said it was close. He thought, I think he leaned a little more toward Corral getting the start. He said he thought Plumlee would definitely have a number of plays, but he was leaning a little more toward Corral.
Okay. And also, to what Pat Dooley was saying about tickets. I just saw day before yesterday, I remember it was Friday, had an email someone had sent me that there are still tickets available for the game. And they're starting $115 a piece. So imagine that. But that seems reasonable. That all do come with parking passes, so that's a good thing. And I'm pretty sure there might all be chair backs as well. I know someone had posted on there on the website.
Yeah, let me say this, Joseph, and thank you for the call. I was mainly asking him about tickets available to the Florida faithful. You can always go on whatever site you want to and probably find a ticket. That's an interesting question, though, is what does the ticket market look like with so few tickets available? Hey, thank you for the call. Really appreciate it. Judge Chris is up next. Chris, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. It's always good to talk to somebody smarter than me. Hey, we've just been at the beach for a couple of days with my doctor, Dr. Sam Blackwell. Mm-hmm. He let me take a splinter out of his foot. Did your wife ever let you take a splinter out of her foot?
Fortunately, I've never had to, and I hope I never do, because my surgical skills, I don't think, would be particularly good.
Okay. Well, you know, I was talking to my doctor. He's a Florida grad and a Duke residency. We're talking about physical, mental, and emotional health. I am just grateful we're playing football, and I think that's where we need to start going. What's your thoughts on that about really us having a level of joy for football being back?
Yeah, Judge, I would say the last 6 months have been a roller coaster ride from a mental health standpoint for all of us, and I'll include myself. But the idea that we would be sitting here, had this season been canceled right now, I really don't know where any of us would be. I say that in full candor. It's been tough enough just getting here, and these last 3 weeks have seemed a little bit more normal than the previous couple of months, but I really can't imagine if everything had gotten wiped out.
It's been tough on us. Let me end with a challenge and a song. But my challenge is, let's take action. Go to the bank, get a $5, $10, $20 bill. Next time the guy comes to pick up your garbage, walk out there, ask him his name, give him a $20 bill. Or when you go to the grocery store, hand that single mom that's working hard a $5 bill and say, hey, put that in your pocket. I want to challenge all of your listeners. Let's take action and move this thing forward.
Judge, you just said something fantastic, and I have to compliment you on that, because we don't do that enough, and I think we, you know, forget all the political discourse in this country that you and I, I'm sure, are bracing ourselves for over these next few weeks. But helping someone is a wonderful gift. I'm really glad you said that.
I'm gonna do it. Let me give you a song. I've been working on this one. Hank Williams Sr. Hear that lonesome I-12 lead. They sound too blue to play. The football train is passing by. I'm so lonesome I could cry. Hey, man, appreciate what you do.
Thank you very much, Chris. And, man, it was good to hear Hank again. Where'd you go, Hank? Why'd you have to take that ride to Montgomery that night? Matt is in San Antonio. Hello, Matt.
Hello, Paul. How you been, my friend?
We're doing great, Matt.
I want to say something to a South Carolina fan and talk to you about the Texas A&M Alabama game and Vanderbilt game. My South Carolina fan, you are never going to beat us. Be for real, man. We own you guys. Like Paul said, you got to be for real. You're not going to beat us. And as for the Alabama game, Paul, I wonder what your thoughts on that, Paul, with the four departures we have.
You know, my new vow, Matt, is I am not we're so happy that we have games this weekend. I am not going to think past this weekend's games.
Okay, well, what do you think about those four departures that I heard about was happening?
I don't understand that, Matt. Texas A&M has been whipsawed the last couple of days. What is going on out there?
I don't know, Paul. I understand why the linebacker decided to opt out for a season. He lost somebody to COVID-19. That sometimes happens with stuff like this, and I understand why he decided to do it. But honestly, Paul, I still think we're going to beat Alabama this year. I still want to have a good year, Paul. Okay.
Well, Matt, as your friend, I'm going to tell you to worry about this week's game, even though you shouldn't have too much to worry about. We're up against a break. We have had quite a program, a lot of interesting guests. We will continue with more of your phone calls right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free, no insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
And we are back, and Joanne up next in Memphis. Hello, Joanne.
Hey, Paul, how have you been doing? I've missed chatting with you.
Well, great to have you back.
Well, thank you. I wanted to say I really appreciated and enjoyed your conversation last week with Mike Golic. And I watched the game that he called the week before because he was on the call. And it was a pretty good game, actually.
It was. I thought it was one of the most revealing interviews we've had in a while. And for those who missed it Friday, Golic Sr. was on. He was very open about what happened to his show on ESPN Radio. It's not easy talking about that kind of thing, but I thought he told the truth. He talked about what's ahead, and it was really interesting.
Well, and so soon after... You know, it feels like forever, but it hasn't been that long. That's just the way 2020 sort of is going this year. But I know you're excited for football this week. Do you think all the teams are going to get to kick off?
Right now, I would say yes, but Joanne, we don't know a lot yet. As we get into the week, we'll learn a little bit more. But my best guess, at least in the SEC, is the games will go on. I know there have been some games put off. Memphis is having a lot of trouble, as I'm sure you've read or heard.
Yep.
Others have, but I hate to make too much of a prediction on that because I know there's one or two schools who have an iffy situation, but I feel good right now.
Right. Well, I hope they all get to do whatever and there's no bad consequences as a result. But also, Christian Brothers High School has had to go virtual.
Oh, really?
For a couple of weeks. I heard that today on the ESPN radio here.
So
that's kind of sort of breaking news, but not good news. But anyway.
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, I run into kids in our neighborhood, and you know, some are going, some aren't, some do 2 days. I mean, it's just there's no rhyme or reason to what's happening in school right now.
Right. Well, they did say part of the issue is that they're not doing any testing. So when they go and they do have the football games and stuff, you know, they don't if nobody has symptoms and they haven't been tested.
Yeah, that is weird. I mean, right now I am seeing so many, it seems like, in the industry that I'm in and others, it's not normal, but it's at least moving in the right direction, whether, I'm not in charge of safety protocol anywhere, but it is getting a little bit better.
Right, I agree. Well, and that's good news. All right, well, thanks for your time and taking my call.
Joanne, always a pleasure, and thanks so much. I hope to talk again very, very soon. Shane, you bet. Shane is up next in Georgia. Hello, Shane.
Hey there, Paul. It's a first-time caller. I appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you.
I was calling to discuss if you think that Bo Nix's development and his character on the field, his play style, and with new offensive coordinator and quarterback coach Chad Morris, if you think Auburn's got the chance this year. I think it's going to be crazy to see Auburn play in UGA week two. I think that's going to be our real telltale. I know we've got Joey Gatewood first week with Kentucky, old Auburn quarterback. So I was just curious what you thought about Bo Nix and Chad Morris, if you think that they can get it done.
Shane, I'm a big Bo Nix fan, have been for a long time, and some of it is personal. I covered his father at Auburn.
Right.
He was a really good quarterback, Patrick, and I thought he was pretty sensational last year. I mean, there were a couple of games that didn't go well, but I expect a huge year from him. But Auburn is an intriguing entity right now. I think they have the toughest opening game for anyone in the top 10. I think it adds, having that early game. They start at 11 a.m. Central Time with a completely different atmosphere. I mean, I'm really, of all the things I'm curious about, that's one of the things I'm really going to watch, because that Auburn team has always feeds off of the crowd. And I remember talking to Alabama fans last year that said, they just can't believe what they get into when they go into Jordan-Hare Stadium, and that just won't be there.
Sure, but talking about the defense or the crowd noise, I think our defense with Kevin Steelman coming back with Owen Papo and KJ Britt, I think that the atmosphere is going to affect everyone's play style in the SEC, but I think we've still got the energy on that defensive side. I think our biggest worries as Auburn fans right now is Bo Nix's development.
Yeah, and there's no way to know, since we haven't seen him since January 1st.
Sure.
So,
sure.
I know people want to chop up the Chad Morris hire, but you just have to remember Chad Morris is not the head coach. And
right, absolutely.
I think it's pretty and if he was, I would be pretty upset. But I think
hey, Chad Morris turned around a pretty terrible SMU team. I mean, they were 1-11 in 2013, and then he turned around in 2014-15, and I think they went 7-5 both those years.
You're right, but Chad Morris is doing what he should be doing, and that's trying to bring a quarterback along and call plays and give Gus Malzahn credit. I mean, he is a pretty good play caller, and for him to hand this over to Morris takes some maturity.
Well, we've seen this attempted once before with Gus Malzahn. I hope he actually hands over the reins.
The only thing I would say, though, Shane, is this is a little bit different, because I think he looks at Chad as not only a close friend but a contemporary. This is not just a hired hand. Now, by the way, that doesn't mean it will work.
No, absolutely. I agree with you.
But
I hope so, and I'm just excited to see some SEC football, Paul.
Shane, we all are. Hey, thank you very much. Tremendous to hear from you, and let me get to the next caller here, which is Patrick in Arkansas. Hey, Patrick, you are next up, and welcome to the program.
I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for the call, and what can we do for you?
Hey, so I think Arkansas has a real good shot to beat Georgia this
really?
Season. I'll tell you why.
I can't wait.
Yeah, I really do. So our defense has 10 out of its 11 starters, juniors or older. We have the experience. And I think it's a real big statement game for Pittman. You know, he's a player's coach, and everyone loves him. I just think that he's going to pull out all the stops, you know, using Felipe Franks and those outside weapons of Treylon Burks and Trey Knox, and hell, give the ball to Rakeem Boyd. Just want to hear your thoughts on
Well, Patrick, I will tell you, of all the possible upsets, if Arkansas beats Georgia, the world will literally stop on its axis. It will be that surprising. But I'm a guy that always loves the great stories. So if you're right, I cannot wait till next Monday.
Yes, sir. Hopefully Dixon Street will burn to the ground, probably.
Well, it's impossible not to like Sam Pittman. Whether he's capable of that is way beyond my imagination. But I love your optimism. Hey, thanks for the call. Mike is up next. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, pal?
We are doing well, Mike. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, I got a question. Since LSU was number one last year, how come they've got Clemson started number one?
Well, Mike, let me explain. Just because you were number one last year doesn't really have any impact at all on this year. The rankings are based on projections. LSU is in the top six, and I think they're number six, but most people believe who voted that Clemson is the best team in the country. Simple as that. Thank you very much for the call. Let's check in with John, who is in Tennessee. Hello, John.
Hey, Paul. I was a big-time Gator fan in Tennessee, and I was wanting to ask you some questions. How do you think the Gators will do this year?
I think the Gators are in really good shape. I can't make a prediction on the Georgia game yet. I need to see more. But I think other than that game, I like their shot. I mean, people that I trust, people that I talk to, like Pat Dooley we had on earlier, others down there, think this is their best shot in a long time, and it starts with Kyle Trask.
I hope so. I really do. And with the COVID going on, do you think it'll play out this whole year?
Yeah, I mean, I feel as of today, I mean, we're sitting here on the final full day of summer. I feel like we're in better shape than I imagined we were capable of. It can turn very quickly, but I think we're going to make it. Yeah, I mean, I feel pretty good.
I hope so. And one more question: what do you think Florida will go this year?
I'm kind of vacillating between 9-1 and 8-2. What would you say?
I'm hoping we did what we did last year, at least win 11 games, you know. And one team I think we will get over this year, I hope, will be Georgia.
Well, it's now become Georgia is the line of demarcation. Hey, appreciate the call. We have to go to a break. We still have 30 minutes to go. Been a really fun show on this first Monday of week four of the season, but week one of the SEC. We'll figure out which one we're going to use in the future. I think we'll just go with week one. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jets' signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
And kind of survey here. You get, 70 calls a day? Thereabouts?
That's a good guess, yeah.
And five of those are guests. they're programmed in. So that takes us down to 65.
Okay.
Then you got ten callers, kind of like me and Augie. And, you know, we just have general conversation, and we talk about, you know, the current topics on your program. So that takes us down to 55. You know what those other 55 callers want to know?
Who's going to win?
How's my team going to do, Paul? Who's going to win the Heisman? Who's in the playoffs?
Well, Paul, I mean, let me caution you as someone who's been a astute, maybe the most astute observer of this show. This is something that always happens right before the season starts. You know that.
But it's worse. It's worse this year.
Well, there's a little bit of anxiety for this reason. It's September 21st, and we still haven't had a game yet. And
that's right.
And I think the 4 week late start has enabled some fans to be even more delusional than ever.
Yeah, they got black eyes and Nick trembling right now. I mean, you know, Keith Richards looks like a calmer passenger than some of your callers talk like. And that's a feat in itself. You know, how's my team going to do? You think we're going to do good, Paul? You think we're going to win 11 games? You think we're going to win 7?
Now, I mean, you've listened to the show for probably 20 years or more. I think the biggest difference is, and if you want to blame someone, it's my fault. Because
No, it is because
I have become more patient than I used to be. They used to rattle me, but now I'm embracing that part of the program in this year of COVID.
Because we're all in this together.
We are.
But I was going to ask you where the patients went. I mean, since the drive-through window, everybody's got to know right now. Well, I mean, why won't they just slow down and let's play a game?
Okay,
I
mean, you come here for the truth, don't you?
That's right.
The truth is, I am sick. I am under heavy medication.
That's right.
And I have no earthly idea what anybody is saying. They prop me up here every day. I nod my head. I say, great call. Next.
And when everybody starts calling wanting to know about their teams, you can give them one of two answers. They'll probably be 8-2.
But I mean, do you know the great part about Saturday, though?
What's that?
That a lot of hopes and dreams are going to be destroyed. So,
instantly.
Not to steal Jimmy Buffett's epic song, but come Monday, it'll be all right.
And you know, guess what? It'll be 5 o'clock somewhere too.
It will, and I cannot believe you would compare that song to come Monday, but that's okay.
Well, I mean, it's right in. See, that's quick. I mean, that was. Looking at the linebackers, seeing they was going to shift right, and we went left instantly. Touchdown, first down, whatever you want to call it. It's possession.
Now, my question to you, I-Man, is this. We've heard from some of these Kentucky fans. What are you going to say next Monday when these Kentucky fans, if these Kentucky fans are right and they're coming into Jordan-Hare Stadium?
We will know that a lot of dreams have been dashed. There's been buckets of water thrown on some dreams, won't we? And then that's what you said. I mean, I'm going to calmly take one game at a time. Hell, it's only 10 games. I mean, I could kind of get it if we was playing 12, but we don't even know that we're going to play 10. And I'm just going to try to enjoy the ones that we can.
I agree with you, but I mean, if you were sitting here in this chair, and maybe you should be.
Right. If I was sitting there.
Would you want, I mean, when an Arkansas fan calls, and right now they're leading the pack. I mean, Arkansas fans who how many conference games have they won in the last couple of years? I can't think of any.
Nairn.
I mean, we're going to beat Georgia, and, yeah, you know, what am I supposed to say to them?
Yes, sir.
You
said it right. I mean, the world will stop. You're digging deep within your personal fandom to have a call like this. And another thing I was going to say, this ain't football 101, ladies and gentlemen. You should have some kind of a clue at this point when you're calling this program. There's plenty of programs out there that'll teach you the game of football, and if football ain't your game, call somebody else. But, I mean, how many times has the question been asked on this program, well, we was number one last year. How come we ain't number one this year?
Yeah, I thought that was a good – you know the problem, I mean, or it may not be a problem. It's just between you and me here.
Right, just us.
You know, back in the day, we were fighting and scratching for listeners and affiliates. And now I think there are so many people that are calling in, so many people watching and listening, that we've attracted fans who just really don't know any better.
And you know what? You know why you've attracted those fans? Because you are the only program that's on currently right now that has a damn clue about what's going on. You can talk to the left, you can talk to the right, you can nod in the middle, and you can kind of shrug your shoulders and say, oh, y'all be 8-2. Yeah, you know. And one last question, Paul. What do you think about Texas A&M and Kelly Mon?
I think they're going to win 14 games this year. Jason is next from where else? Arkansas. Hey, Jason.
Yes.
Go right ahead. You are
you are the next
customer here.
Yes, sir. I was making a comment on a guy that called earlier from Arkansas. I live in Arkansas, but I'm a diehard Georgia fan. And he said that Arkansas was going to beat us this year.
Right.
I don't see how he sees that Arkansas is going to beat us this year. There's no way. There's no way.
Well, he's just watching. Well, I guess he's a fan, Jason. And you live in how long have you lived in Arkansas?
Probably for about 15 years now.
Okay. Well,
I was born and raised in Macon, Georgia.
Yeah. Well, you've seen Arkansas fortunes ebb and flow, and I think what's happened is just like it did with Chad Morris. Just like it did with Bielema, every time a new coach comes in, the fan base gets all excited. And only this time I think it might work. I think Pittman is in there for the long haul. Cat Daddy, is there this much enthusiasm in your state?
Oh, yeah. Everybody's excited about it. But they get ready for some football. I'm never going to have it. I've been 10. You talk about Coach Muntschamp, but he's still going to be here next year, and I can give you 18 million reasons why. But I see these people calling up, and look at here. Kentucky ain't going to beat no Auburn. Florida is going to win this weekend. Alabama will destroy Missouri. And Tennessee, y'all need to turn Rocky Top into a rap song. It might help you recruiting, but the Gamecocks has got y'all's number.
Man, I'm afraid. I don't like to hear that.
Well, I'm telling you what I'm hearing out there, this quarterback they got, this boy's good, and he's used to having the Bobo back there with him.
Now, Cat Daddy, I don't want you calling. I mean, if Tennessee wins this game, I don't want you calling in Monday asking for Muschamp's firing.
I would be the last one to do that. But I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
You told our man that they just got you propped up there and you on medication. Are you the sports commentator like Joe Biden is a politician?
Nobody, Sleepy Paul, that's what they call me now.
Have a great day, Mr. Firebottle. We'll be looking for your Tennessee team coming down to Columbia, South Carolina. We're going to be glad and introduce them to the new game.
I may have to run over there and watch the game with you. It's not that far. Hey, thanks, Cat Daddy. Great to have you on. We are heading to a break, a couple of more minutes remaining, and we would love to hear from you at 855-242-7285. Give us a ring.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.